in between working and everything, I'd always sort of tried to volunteer for things. I think working in service industry and sort of, being brought up in a house with my mother who was always keen to help out, always, walking about with a black bin bag at the end of the night. Between work and family life and everything, you sometimes kind of move away from, or you seem quite a distance away from the person that you think you are, or the sort of, that you kind of lose your you lose your me. And I always think volunteering is quite a good way to sort of find something that you want to do, something that you care about. And it doesn't need to be connected to your work, or it doesn't need to be connected to your family. It can just be absolutely anything. I did have a volunteering sort of size gap in my busy life. I guess I was sort of looking for something to do that was just about me. My son was just about to go into primary school, and it had been very natural for me to sort of, pop him on the back of the bike, and we were always riding our bikes. And I think when he was about to go to school, I sort of realised that that wasn't maybe normal, and that for a lot of people it wasn't sort of natural to sort of ride their bikes. And then started to sort of like look at what was happening round about, and started noticing the queue of traffic in the morning going in and out of the school. I was sort of aware of Bikeability Scotland. I think I don't actually know how, but I was just aware that it was a thing, and started to look into it. So that was the year that my son started school. So that was 2018. Through Cycling Scotland website, sort of found out that it was delivered by local authorities, contacted the local authority, who were very welcoming. The coordinator was like, "Excellent. We've been speaking to the school. Let's see how we can go about volunteering." It was probably the following February 2019 that I did my what's now the Bikeability Scotland instructor's course. I was on a course with all teachers who were just like, delivery was just like second nature to them, lesson plans, everything second nature to them. And I'm amongst them going, "All right, I can do all the bike stuff, all the bike skills stuff's fine, but this actually speaking to children," I think I didn't actually realise that of that bit. And that bit kind of was the bit that sort of filled me with dread, but it's just actually the thing that I love. I never thought that I would really enjoy delivery as much as I do. So I think I sort of had to sort of not think of it as like delivering something at my work, and just actually think of it as speaking to the children of friends and neighbours. I think actually realizing that you're probably the fun part of the week as well. You're doing it's there's something different. Thinking of myself when I was their age doing my cycling proficiency and how that stuck with me, and just getting quite excited about the impact that you could make. Get a nice amount of excitement and nerves before every session, particularly session one, when you've maybe not done it for, over the winter period, and then you're into the spring. And then again, when they go into level two and you're going to be out on the road with them, and you've got a good level of nerves, but just the right amount to sort of make you excited and be able to enjoy it, and keep it upbeat for them as well. It's lovely to hear their ideas and their priorities as well, because I think you hear a lot of the sort of adult voice and a lot of the what we should be doing about climate change and what we should be doing about making small changes with our own lives. But actually, when you hear children talking about it, and sometimes they will say things that are like a surprise to me, like when I ask a question, they'll observe something that I've just like, wow, okay. The fact that they get it without it having to be spelled out to them. We were talking one day, about the things that might happen, like if you were cycling to school, and one girl started talking about speaking to the lollipop attendant and having that interaction with somebody else on the way to school. And it was just like highlighting the lovely benefit of active travel, which was really, things that you just don't always credit children to value. I get a lot of joy when I see the kids out on their bikes in between sessions, or, and they go, "Hi, Kirsty," on the way past, or Halloween when they come to the door and I'm the bikeability lady that, they're telling their parents, "Oh, that's the bikeability lady's house." I always feel as if I've got you up my sweet game. I think I feel useful, which I think is something that I feel as if I contribute to a thing that I'm good at, instead of, having to sign up for countless committees and the off chance that I might be useful at some point. it sort of gives you sort of confidence a little in the sort of future as well, because I think, you know, the voices of adults can sometimes, you know, have to address the big issues, and we talk about, you know, the scary things a lot at P5, you know, a lot of that stuff still being, you know, correctly sort of filtered out and you know, made appropriate for kids. So their outlook is just a lot more positive, thankfully. You know, the majority of them don't have a lot of the big sort of challenges. So, you know, they're able to talk about things with just a lot more passion, a lot more enthusiasm, and probably does sort of like make me sort of realize that it's not all doom and gloom and serious answers. You know, there is a bit of life to it, you know. I think it was towards the end of level two when everybody was just flowing around and everybody was doing everything naturally, and they were all, you know, setting their pedals and they were all looking over their shoulders. You know, it just sort of felt like, wow, I guess I sort of put myself to be that 11-year-old again, you know, and I thought they're going to be doing that all their lives now, and it's became natural to them. I'm not a particularly sporty person. I enjoy my bike and enjoy my bike to get around. It's been lovely to sort of, you know, help kids along on their bikes that are pretty like me. You know, they're not sporty. All they have to do is like take part in the lesson, do it right, and then they've got that skill. You know, they don't need to go faster. They don't need to sort of, you know, get themselves in an attack position or do any of that, beat their PB. It's just been massive important because, you know, my background before was all, you know, in hospitality, working in events. I would not have possibly looked at the role that I'm now in, and I wouldn't have known as much about the organisation, so I wouldn't have been, you know, looking at job adverts. And I wouldn't have done that if I hadn't volunteered. I think my son does think that I actually am a bike ability volunteer full time. That's the bit that he connects with, and you know, he gets really excited when he sees me in his school playground, which I think is just bonkers, and I know will stop at some point. You know, he's going to be like, oh, redneck, there's mum again. But yeah, I think he imagines me out with the bike ability instructor's vest on all the time.